I don't know what else we do out there. She just say when the president is here. Shall we put it that way to him?
When the president is there, that's right.
Is there. That we have a rule. We have a rule. We just have a rule that nobody, that we've got problems with his brothers. I put it that way, don't you think so?
And until the next election is, every time you come here, you're going to need that time to not be disturbed.
And you just know that we're not going to do it. Okay.
Good, I want to see a minute before you see that.
All right.
That's your position. Certainly, I had a chance to talk to Reagan for an hour yesterday. The show started an hour late, so I gave him a briefing. I think we got him in a happy frame of mind.
Yes, very well, Bob.
We sent a message to the Chinese on Tuesday and said we had to have an answer because we have to set up the trip. Answer came back today, preliminary. I mean, not formal yet, but on the essential points that suggested dates are acceptable. That they are going to let PIA start flying to the airfield so that they can test procedures and so that the surrounding countries are used to flights in that direction. And they are really salivating.
Amazing how they did so fast.
Yeah.
It showed you that the Russians could do it just as fast as the Americans could get going.
Well, they don't have one man rule. Dobrynin has a message for us which the state can handle, in which they are asking for a five-power conference on nuclear matters, but which they're addressing to all heads of state. He thinks if he could come in for 5 minutes to hand it to you tomorrow, it would make a good impression in Moscow. And all you have to do is to say you'll study it.
Five-power conference.
It was in Brezhnev's 24th Party Congress speech. I would make very sure not to discuss anything else with him. But, five or 10 minutes, and then we can ship it right over to state. It's not something we want to handle here. That is addressed to every head of state.
Head of state wants to deliver it personally.
Right. We'll tell Rogers that he asked to see me, and then since you were free, we'd let him deliver it here. Also, it means that something comes off it. It's your channel. Something may come out of that. Well, they're delivering it anyway.
What I meant is, do we want to have a five-part conference on
nuclear tests? Not particularly, but we can handle. That's one other subject we can discuss with the Chinese when we see them. This will take 2 or 3 weeks to prepare a reply for, and it will require preparation. It's not a summit meeting. That's the first. We can't refuse it, really. Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you. If you could thank him. All he knows is the Berlin part of the negotiations. He doesn't even know about the summit. He just knows that for reasons of your own, you want to be forthcoming in Berlin in a separate channel. But if you could thank him for the discretion and delicacy with which he's handled it, it would be very much appreciated. He has a number of technical issues. I don't know whether you want to get into the degree of Soviet presence. If you tell him to discuss them with me, and if there's any problem, we can come back to you. You don't need a long meeting as long as you thank him for this.
Yeah.
And let him tell you about the situation, shouldn't he?
Well, listen, he's going to be here with Brad, too.
Yeah.
But at the meeting, we shouldn't have him with Brad. We shouldn't have Paul's and Rush sit in the meeting. Why do we have to have a talk with Brad?
Well, if Paul sits in, you can't discuss the separate negotiations.
Because Brad knows there's a separate negotiation.
Yeah. Well, I'll just contact him and put him.
Oh, fine, all right. Just go ahead.
I think the best would be if you and Brad talked alone in his bar, and I came in through another door, so that the picture touched you.
All right. Yes.
Pieces are falling into shape. sense is that he's doing the finest job of any president I've seen in this foreign affairs. Now that from the New York Times,
yeah,
man, it's pretty outrageous.
Then they're not about the top people that's why I'm quoting them.
I haven't quoted you.
They'll flush it.
They'll flush it. That's right. But
okay,
let me say,
this. What should he hear from me when I see him tomorrow? I'm going to see him.
What does he want to say to me? What should I say to him? What do you want me to say to him? Well, he is quite optimistic now about the progress of the freedom talks. I think that
but that's on the basis of your chat.
That's right.
So, this can't be mentioned in the presence of anyone except the ground of God.
That's right.
Oh,
he only knows, I see,
but only grounded by no truth.
But and the Germans in general want you to tell them every day that you love them, and if you tell them that you're anxious to get them, you
have to prove to him.
I have to prove to him, yes. And you want to keep sharing. We're making progress. I think we just have his enthusiasm.
What, Mr. President, at Kennedy, simply tell him that the reason we got where we are is because we didn't seem all that anxious.
Yes. Not in depth, the offset negotiation. There's a big gap between what we want and what we want. Break the junction between the ESC and the ESC. listen to do this, the French ambassador is not content with it. Now he's told me that the time has come when the separate forces that are maintained with a very close cohesion we've been able to bring about. To illustrate that, at the session before last, this was after Schumann had been in Moscow. So they are brought up with the British ambassador and the instead of saying, we are going to say that the secretary of Berlin are not to be considered as a part of the Soviet, it is not a part of the Federal Republic. And Silvignard said he wanted to take up that position on the train, I'm going up to that before, saying that it is not a part of the territory or state structure of the Federal Republic. And I said, well, we can't do this. First of all, I obviously wouldn't think of going on with a thing like this without being confronted in Washington. And confident in ourselves is a complete derogation of all the rules we've done. And the Jackman spoke up the same way, the British ambassador. And so when you're out to the there is part of the territory or state structure of Berlin, and to put the whole thing on the table.
And I said, okay, this planning for the next of the German standard use is what they're asking for. The briefing came in today with 4 pages of language which compared these issues, but there is no sense but that the president will let the people know this. It should be this one.
Yes.
And it's very close to the French one.
Yes. What is the nail we can't do? We'll never do that.
They have done a whole series of things since we started this separate channel. They started the hardline, and they've really come. Most of them two-thirds of the way to our position. I think they've made the bigger concessions.
They've made the big concessions. And they take responsibility. GDR control was sovereign, they control the groups. I'm talking about everything. Taking that responsibility on anybody from that. The Axis Department.
The Axis Department is in good shape.
They really can't afford it.
I never thought anyone who didn't know the German situation could master the subject. Certainly, I have.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'm very ready to know, Mr. President.
All right.
As I said, get it down. Get other things in mind. Well, thank you very much, Mr.
President. Yeah, get it done. Get it done. And remember, this bigger play named Maine.
We'll see. We'll know over the next 3 months. Well, let me have a little.
Okay.